The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Early Edge in 5, powered by SportsLime. I'm Grace Remington. And if you watched our show yesterday, I bet you're showing up today with some jangle in your pocket. Look at this beautiful recap screen. We went an undefeated 7-0 on last night's picks. How many of you were sweating that third period goal? Because that's when the Ivan Barbashev play hit as well. That Blue Jays team total over, what did I tell you? That is why we bet team totals for away teams, because that fifth run came in the top of the ninth inning. So thank you, everybody, for sending your betting slips to us on Twitter. That was a really fun time. And show us some love before we get today's show started. Like this video, subscribe to the YouTube channel, jump in the live chat. Let me know how you won last night. We're about to do it all again. I also got a tweet from someone saying they went 4-0 using the picks from our guys on CBS Sports HQ. That's right. We are winning everywhere, and our guys are back tonight. Mike McClure, Larry Hartstein, and Prop Stars on the 6 o'clock Eastern hour. And then M Squared, Larry, and Zach Simony are back at 8 o'clock. You can watch on the CBS Sports app, cbssports.com/live on Paramount Plus or Pluto TV. Guys, let's not waste any time because we want another sweep, right? Let's get a sweep 2 days in a row. I got Frickin' Frack on the show today as usual, plus the one and only Prop Stars. So I know that we are going to have a winning day today. Specty, get us started. We got a full baseball slate tonight. Where are you going with your money?
Yep. Now it's all baseball from here on. Maybe a little soccer, actually. We'll get that in there. We'll try to get some WNBA going too. But today we're going Cincinnati Reds money line at -110. If you are a subscriber for Sportsline, you would have seen that both me, Mikey B, Mad Max, and Berg Betts are all on the same side here. Each expert has the reason on why this is a great pick, and I suggest that you read each of them. But for me, it's all about the value we're getting on the odds. -110 is approximately 52% implied probability. Our model, Sportsline AI, has the Reds winning at 56%. So you're getting about a 4% edge here. I've seen this at -115, which the implied probability is 53%. You're still getting 3% edge, so not a bad deal as well. The Reds should be able to score on starting pitcher Daniel Lynch, as he's had 16.1 innings and allowed 10 runs in that time.
Look at Specty hyping up our guys on the sites. What do we tell you? There's picks posted there all day, all night. Seriously, our cappers are working around the clock. If you're not subscribed to sportsline.com, what are you doing? Actually, you can DM EC. He would love to hear from you. He'll give you a code if you want to sign up.
Thank you, Grace. That I will. I love to hear from everybody, and I will hook them up if I get a code, or if they reach out to me, I will give them a code and stuff like that if they're not a member.
EC's head doesn't need to get any bigger after the hot streak he's been on, but if you want to give him a little bit more attention, just slide in the DMs, please. He is begging for it at this point. Okay, I got another baseball play for us. I'm going to the Angels at Rangers game, and I'm going Reed Detmers under 5.5 strikeouts at +108. My projection for this is 5.09 at -150 odds. He's up against Texas, a top 3 offense against left-handed pitching and slugging, weighted on base average, and weighted runs created plus. So they're just going to crush him. And if he stays in this game for a long time, the concerning part is his numbers the third time through the order. This is the opposing slash line against him. 512, 596, 674. We know pitchers, you know, get worse as they go through the game, but that's just horrendous. Only 8 strikeouts his third time through the order. A correlated play here, obviously, if you want to take the safer route, you can do his under 16.5 outs. That's -130 across the board, somewhere around there. He's pitched only 1 quality start this season out of 11 starts, and only 4 times he's gone 5.2 innings pitched or longer. So me, I'll be sweating the under the strikeouts as we did last week with Pablo Lopez. I just got to trust my model here. And Proppy, you got another K-prop that I absolutely love today. We've been questioning this pitcher all season long. So what's your play for us?
Yeah, and I'm ready to back this pitcher. It's Jose Berrios Grace, over 4.5 strikeouts. This is a pitcher I really picked on a lot last season, really struggled, but he's been much better this season. His ERA is down nearly 2 runs compared to last year's campaign. Strikeout numbers have improved. The metrics have improved across the board. He's actually averaging his highest swinging strike percentage since he was a member of the Twins back in 2020, back when he had close to nearly a 10 strikeout per 9 inning rate, which was the highest of his career. You can actually suggest that he is due for some positive regression in the strikeout department. He's also eclipsed this line in 9 of 13 starts this season, so this is a very friendly number for him. He's facing an Orioles lineup that is good. They do have power, but they do have an average K rate. I really think that if Berrios can get 5+ innings in this matchup, something he's routinely done this season, that 5 strikeouts is a pretty moderate ask. So yeah, give me Jose Berrios over 4.5 strikeouts today.
Love it, Proppy. Is Jose Berrios a good or bad pitcher? That is always the question. Is EC a good or bad hockey capper? I think we finally got our answer. He passed the test.
I mean, they scored 9 goals, Grace. So if I didn't hit both of those with 9 goals, we would have had problem. I mean, I was sweating out that last one, not going to lie.
That was a fun one. Jeff in the chat said, from the penalty box to the penthouse. That's the name of EC's future memoir. Someone else, where is it? Jeff Vandy. It's my birthday this week. Want an EC bobblehead. Do we have any of those?
No, I said my mother wouldn't even want one of those. So
they're still in production from what I understand. So they're on back order. They're very sought after. You're in line. Don't worry, Jeff. When I get the big shipment, I will be handing them out like so Santa nice Claus at Robbie. Christmas.
So nice of you. Yes.
This is great. All right, EC. I would expect nothing less from you after a night where you go 4-0. I don't think all of your picks even fit on the screen today. So let's just have at it.
All right, Grace, we're going to go at this quickly. I'm going to do my best to keep this in 2 minutes or less. All right, Blue Jays, Orioles, first 5, over 4.5 earned runs at -128 on FanDuel. Now, I know Proppy likes Jose Berrios. That's fine. Let him strike out all he wants, except we need him to give up some home runs because the wind is blowing out to right at Camden Yards at, I think, 12 miles an hour, somewhere in that ballpark. And Berrios' ERA is 2 runs higher on the road, and lefties hit more than 70 points higher against him. And the Blue Jays, collectively against Kyle Bradish, are hitting .384 and 73 at-bats. This has the makings of another high-scoring game. Grace had it yesterday. I had Gunnar Henderson yesterday. That line was too high, so we're going to roll with the over 4.5 in the first 5 innings at -128. Then I'm going to roll with Justin Turner, over 2.5 hits plus runs plus RBIs at +105. So the wind is also blowing out towards the Green Monster in Boston. The Red Sox have lost 2 in a row to the Rockies. That's not going to happen tonight. Here's the reason I like Turner. He's 6-of-8 lifetime against Austin Gomber with 3 doubles and a home run. He's also walked 3 times. So this guy just doesn't get Turner out, and he has multi-hit games in 4 of his last 5. I think that continues. We get a runner RBI. We hit this one. All good. The pick I threw out, I teased this on Twitter, JT Realmuto over 1.5 hits plus runs plus RBIs. There wasn't enough room on the recap screen for that one. So just giving you that as a bonus pick. All right, time for some U.S. Open picks. You've asked me for them, a few of you guys on Twitter, so I'm going to give you 3 winners and or 3 potential winners and 2 top 20 parlays. Scottie Scheffler. I know the juice is low, +600. Only once since 1910 has the U.S. Open been won 3 straight times by non-Americans. Happened twice in a row. I think an American wins this time. So I'm rolling with Scheffler, the hometown kid, Patrick Cantlay at 17-1. And Max Homa, who owns the course record of a 61 in 2013, also another hometown kid. You can get him at 35-1 on DraftKings, which is really, really good. This line was way down in the past few months. Homa hasn't played great, but I love the course fit here. All right, we got a top 20 parlay for you on FanDuel and one on DraftKings. First one on FanDuel, Xander Schauffele, Victor Hovland, Jordan Spieth, all top 20s. at plus 600. Shoffley's six appearances in the U.S. Open. His lowest was last year at 14th. Victor Hovland, two top 20s and four appearances at the U.S. Open. And in his last three, he's been in the top 20, including two top twos, including a win in his last tournament. Jordan Spieth, popular pick this week. He's improved every round at the PGA Championship in his last major, and he was T5 at the Memorial. And then finally, if you're on DraftKings, Colin Morikawa, Max Homa, Tony Finau at plus 900. I mentioned why I liked Homa. Colin, fourth and fifth in his last two U.S. Opens. Another hometown kid. You can tell I love that angle. Here's the thing about Tony Finau. This is where the risk comes in. He's made three cuts in seven U.S. Opens, but all three times he's finished 14th or better. At plus 900, the juice is worth the squeeze. You have your parlay. It doesn't matter your sports book. I gave you parlays. I gave you winners. And I went longer, 3 minutes. Sorry about that, Grace. But you have all right there.
Were you timing yourself?
Yeah, I was.
Okay, because I was too, and people in the chat were as well. So we were
3 minutes. I tried. I just got a little carried away there. Sorry about that.
No, it's okay. That great info, great insight. Who are we to doubt the great EC who is just on a heater this week? My question for you is, did you take my advice and use the Sportsline parlay tool to make sure you're not getting ripped off here on these top 20 parlays?
No, because those are custom parlays. Those are parlays that are set by the sports books, and they include ties, which is a big thing in golf. You need to include ties because otherwise you can get bad things can happen when your guys tie you, reduce payouts, all that. So that's why I do it that way.
Yeah, just a straight up no. Even better, we're taking a special from a sports book. They got to love that.
We've hit them two of our last 4 weeks. I'm feeling good about both of these this week, Grace.
All right, I'm excited. Let's get to the recap screen. And what did I tell you guys? Like, AB, did you have to change the font size for this? I don't know. Yeah. All right.
EC. Yeah, I did. Like, literally. Like, I had to change everything on this to fit EC's on here.
Wild. EC just making life difficult for us. All right. Shocker. So we got two plays in the Toronto Orioles game. Blue Jays Orioles, first five over 4.5 runs at minus 128. Proppy's got Jose Berrios over 4.5 strikeouts at minus 110. EC's also got Justin Turner in the Boston game going over 2.5 hits, runs, RBIs at plus 105. I got Reed Detmers under 5.5 strikeouts in the LA Texas game at plus 108. And Specty's got Reds on the money line at minus 110. And then we got a gajillion U.S. Open plays for you from EC. Scottie Scheffler to win at plus 600. Patrick Cantlay to win at plus 1700. Max Homa to win at plus 3500. And these beautiful top 20 parlays, the first one at plus 600 is Xander Schauffele, Victor Hovland, and Jordan Spieth. And another one, just for good fun, at plus 900, Colin Morikawa, Max Homa, and Tony Finau. All right, that was a good, well-rounded show for us, guys. The Early Edge will be back tomorrow morning, as always, at 10 o'clock Eastern. This crew will be back at 4. Remember to catch the rest of our guys tonight on CBS Sports HQ at 6 and 8 Eastern. For Specty, Proppy, and EC, I'm Grace Remington. We'll see you at the pay window. Thanks for watching.
On May 23rd,
I want to go back to normal.
What's normal?
The Paramount Plus original series, Evil Returns.
We've already hunted werewolves and demons.
And now what? A baby antichrist?
Okie dokie.
Prepare yourself.
You will not beat us.
For the end.
I have visions of hell.
Make it stop. Make it shut up.
You're not gonna survive this.
Evil, the final season. Streaming May 23rd, only on Paramount Plus.